a bit of context about this study, clinician knowledge on breastfeeding has been previously reported as lacking. And in fact, little has been published on comparative breastfeeding knowledge in the literature across a wide range of perinatal clinicians. The goal of this study was to assess pre-existing breastfeeding knowledge among diverse clinicians at four different Massachusetts hospitals. This study was a part of a larger study from Boston Medical Center entitled Project HELP, which stands for Hospital Education and Lactation Practices. And Project HELP was conducted at four Massachusetts hospitals that have the lowest breastfeeding rate in the state of Massachusetts. Three sessions were conducted. Three sessions were conducted, 4 hours apiece, and they were taught by perinatal clinicians from Boston Medical Center, including a pediatrician and a board-certified lactation consultant. And attendees in these sessions were MDs, RNs, dietitians, and some WIC staff. The participants completed a pre-test, and we were interested in this pre-test because this is before the teaching sessions. This would accurately gauge pre-existing breastfeeding knowledge before we taught them. A total of 34 questions were asked, but we selected 14 based on general applicability. So we got rid of questions that we considered to be specific to Massachusetts or the questions that did not have anything to do with breastfeeding. And we believe that the questions accurately reflected a clinical background in breastfeeding knowledge and that were considered pertinent. The data from these pretests were analyzed using chi-squared, and we looked at them in two different ways. First of all, we looked by individual question, and second of all, we looked by category of question. And these categories were created by collapsing the questions into three mutually exclusive categories. And these three categories were recommendations and guidelines, scientific knowledge, and practical management relating to breastfeeding. Individuals were classified as answering correctly on a scale of less than 65% or greater than or equal to 65%. And the greater than or equal to 65% we consider to be a passing score. And here you can see the 14 questions that we chose and their respective categories. First, we have the recommendations and guidelines category, the scientific knowledge category, and the practical management category. Pretests were completed and considered eligible. Pretests were considered ineligible if clinicians did not designate their specific profession or the pretest wasn't completed. And you can see the breakdown by clinician of the responders. And overall, 61% of answers were correct on these pretests. If we look at results by the three mutually exclusive categories that I mentioned earlier, two categories had statistically significant findings. First, the scientific knowledge category. The nurses had more correct answers than the other professions for a p-value of 0.009. And again, the nurses had more correct answers in the practical management category at 0.027 p-value. We can see this graphically. For the scientific knowledge category, you can see that the nurses had over 60% of their answers were correct. And on the other end of the spectrum were the dietitians with approximately 35% correct. This is the breakdown for the practical management category. Again, nurses had over close to 45% of their answers were correct. And again, the dietitians were at the other end with approximately 15% correct. And lastly, we have the recommendations and guidelines category breakdown. And you can see a slight shift here. The nurses had approximately 35%, but the dietitians had over 50% correct. However, the difference there was not statistically significant. If we look at the results by question, two questions emerged with significant findings. The first one was a question relating to the Healthy People 2010 breastfeeding goals. And the nurses and the dietitians were more accurate on this question than the other providers, with a p-value of 0.003. And the second question that was significant, the findings were significant, was a question seeing if providers could differentiate between plugged ducts and mastitis. And again, the nurses alone were significantly more accurate than the other providers. And here I've compared the two questions side by side. You can see on the left the Healthy People 2010 goals. Both the nurses and dietitians score about the same, with the WIC staff scoring only about 50% on those questions, on that question. And then for plugged ducts versus mastitis, you can see that the nurses, again, scored almost 60% correct, and the dietitians and WIC staff scored just over 20%. And overall, we believe that clinician knowledge was very poor in this study. However, the nurses did emerge with more accurate knowledge about breastfeeding compared to the other clinicians. And we believe this signals a need for further breastfeeding education, especially among the advanced practitioners that are responsible for educating their women about breastfeeding.